So I was on vacation last week. Had a run-in with the law. Up at Lake Erie, fishing off a pier, right?
Okay.
So I went out on a jog with my wife, right? And so met up with my in-laws and my daughters who were all fishing off the pier.
Mm-hmm.
And so grabbed father-in-law. Is like, hey, you want to grab a pole? I was like, yeah, sure. So you know, tossed a line in there.
Yeah.
Caught a sunfish that was maybe like, I don't know, like 6 inches long. Not a big fish.
Okay.
Not at all.
But still, I mean, it's more than, you know, little goldfish or something. Look at you, Sparky.
You're right. I did catch more than a goldfish.
Don't sell yourself short.
So, you know, took the obvious photo displaying my my big win there, my big fish win.
A lot of fishermen do that?
Absolutely. Posted it up on Instagram, at Ben Davis Radio. Right after I got the picture taken, took the fish off the line, tossed it back in. Up the pier, start walking two, like, officers. And my wife's like, are they checking fishing licenses? My father-in-law was like, yep, sure are. And so they get to someone in front of us, and then they get to us, and they ask, they're like, hey, good morning, guys. You know, how are you doing? You know, a little chit-chat, light chit-chat.
How you doing?
Can I see some fishing licenses? And so I immediately start getting the sweats because I don't have a fishing license.
I'm out of town, sir. I didn't know.
Did
your father-in-law have one?
Yeah, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law.
Well,
they both whipped out theirs. Here's the thing. Under 16, you're fine. So my daughters, they were fine.
Right.
Over 16, you got to have a fishing license.
Did they deny they knew you?
So then they look at me and they're like, do you have a fishing license? I was like, no, I don't. This is where the officers of the Fish and Wildlife Gaming Commission, whatever, they puff up their chest and they're like, well.
Like, listen, I don't even own a soap on a roll. I can't survive.
In an awkward position.
Oh, no.
He said, you know, you need a valid license to fish in these waters. There was a sign you walked by that said that. Did you see the sign?
No.
And
did
I said, no, I was up front with him. I mean, my daughters and everybody. I'm like, yep, saw the sign. He's like,
you're admitting guilt?
So then he throws a line that my wife would have thrown on me.
Uh-oh.
Walk me through your thought process as to why you thought
that.
It was all right for you to fish.
Oh!
And I'm like, dang. I'm like,
Oh no. And you're
entire
family is watching you right now.
Obviously. In my mind, I'm
scolded like a little child.
In my mind, I'm thinking, you know, with each cast of my lure, I was chuckling inside with how much I loved breaking the law.
Oh!
No, but outwardly, I just said, well, you know, I don't really have an excuse. I was just out on a jog and I stopped by and I started fishing. They're like, yeah, we watched. You did more than just help your daughters with their lines. You know, you need a valid fishing. Why don't you have a walk with us, sir?
Oh, no.
I'm like,
oh,
God. What are you in for, sir?
I don't even have tattoos.
I fished a 6-inch sunfish out of the water and I threw it back.
How did you not throw your father-in-law under the bus with that one? Like, well, he gave me a pole and said it was fine. Why didn't you say that? I would have said that.
Walk with me up. Do you have a license on you?
Oh.
I was jogging. I don't even have any form of identification.
Listen, I didn't even mean to fish. I accidentally fell into it.
I slipped and fell.
You know, I slipped and fell and that pole went in my hand.
I'm such a fugitive.
And that fish jumped on the line. I didn't even know how to
happen. Fish had a death wish.
Do you have to put your hands up there on the truck and spread them?
I almost asked them. I was like, hey, can I get a photo of you guys frisking me?
Oh my God.
But they were definitely playing the, like, good cop, bad cop.
He still gave you a big old ticket.
Oh, yeah, $90.
Oh,
so, it was a $90 sunfish that I caught.
Oh.
Kids, this is a lesson to you.
Read signs and obey them?
If you break the law, knowing or unknowingly, you've got to pay the price.
Oh, look at that.
This, by example. The moral of this story.
I'm going to throw some shade, though, at those wildlife officers. It's a vacation town.
Well, you know.
You couldn't have been like, I get it. You're on vacation. Nope. You're not from around here.
Nope.
Just I couldn't play that.
I couldn't play the I'm from Kentucky card.
He couldn't give you a warning in that situation.
Did not, no.
I might be in jail in Lakeside, Ohio at this point, had it been me. I'll say
that. There you go. That's my run-in with the law.
Wow.
Yeah. Let that be a lesson to you, kids.